Hello? You're still playing that game? Oh man, it looks like you're in a game daze. Yeah, I'm getting you Blox blue light glasses from Zenni.
Okay, I'm pausing it. What are Blox?
Well, Blox glasses help protect your eyes against blue light from digital devices.
Sounds like Blox will let me play longer.
Ugh.
Add Blox to any Zenni frame for stylish all-day protection from harmful blue light. Get a complete pair of prescription Blox glasses starting at just $24. And get back to gaming. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace to the fam.
Thank you guys for joining us for another week.
Yeah.
Another episode of the Urban X podcast. We appreciate you guys for being here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you know, this is, I look forward to Thursdays. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I look forward to, you know, the people in the chat. I look forward to Isaiah Bryant. Thank you very much for that donation. I just look forward to it, man. Like, I love all the love in the chat.
Nah, this is important.
Yeah.
You know,
man.
I mean, this is big. I look forward to it as well. I get an extra little nap in there.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know, you know what I'm saying?
Thursdays be long, though.
Thursdays be long. You know, we do a lot of research. It's a lot of lights, camera action, behind the scenes. Just, you know, prepping and trying to our best to give y'all what y'all here for.
All facts.
That is a dope shirt.
I was just looking at your hoodie too.
Yes, this hoodie is.
I was just looking at that too.
Crazy, like, conscious by nature. You can get this.
For what?
Yeah, you can go to shopurbanx.com.
Oh.
And this is going to be for sale. And we still doing free shipping. Yeah.
That's still an option. Because I was going to say we should cut that. You know what I'm saying?
No, free shipping.
Some people didn't take advantage. I'm like, yo. We're giving this to you.
Free shipping is still popping.
All right, free shipping.
We still popping on the free shipping. And watch this. This is how crazy this is going to get. Mm-hmm. Ask me what else I'm going to do for the people.
What you about to do?
I'm going to do something else for the people. Now, if you purchase my book and go to idecoded.com,
mm-hmm.
The book is still $10, but you have to pay shipping. Let me tell you what I'm going to do for the people. I'm going to put the book on the shop. UrbanX.com website. And you know what we have there? Free shipping.
Mm.
So you basically just getting the book. Freddie P. Appreciate that. So, you know, we basically giving this all away. You know what I'm saying? Rock with us. All right?
I like that.
And this is that. It's hoodie season. So
it is hoodie season.
You know, it's time to pull these babies out. And get it popping.
Conscious by nature. This is dope. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this.
You too can have one because I need that one back. You know, nothing go away for free. So how was your week, young man?
My week was good. This was a long week.
Long week for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like Tuesday, it felt like a Thursday. Like, I don't know.
Okay, okay.
This is a long week, but it was a good week. It was a productive week as well. We got a lot done. We've been getting a lot done here.
We've been getting a lot done.
We've been working very hard. We have
This whole run your own business shit is overrated in the sense of people think you run your own business and you just succeed. And it don't work that way.
Nah.
Once we really start doing this and we start keeping each other's foot to the fire and we start looking at each other like, yo, you said you was going to have that by this deadline and vice versa, it really changed the game. But what we did, we hit like a groove.
Yeah.
And we just started moving and grooving. And this thing is starting to take shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, coming into the fourth quarter, because October 1st is the start of the fourth quarter of the year.
Oh, okay, okay.
So even if you're not in business, just in life.
Just like, understanding, trying to close the year out strong.
Trying to close the year out real strong.
Yo, if I said I was going to lose 20 pounds, you still got an opportunity. So whatever it is that you've been after all year long, it's not over. This is the time that you see the finish line, and then you kind of, step it up. Because 2020 is around the corner.
Yeah, so I'm putting myself on a 30-day challenge, right? So I read this book called The Morning Miracle, right?
The Morning Miracle.
And the guy has these six practices that he recommends you do every morning.
Okay.
So he calls it the lifesavers. So the first S is for scribe, so journaling.
Journaling.
Affirmations. Vision, looking at your vision board.
Looking at the vision board.
Exercising.
Reading.
And what's the last S? No, the first S is silence. The last S is describing. So meditating at the beginning.
Couple of quiet moments.
Yeah.
Reflect on what you're trying to do for the day.
So I'm trying to do that for 30 days strong starting Monday.
Okay, Let that pop. You can do that.
Because, I have some stuff coming down the pipe.
And what we've been doing here is we have been asking each other for something.
Right.
Right? Like, Dad, you love these peppermints. I need you to give me those. Malcolm, you love doing this. I need that. Wifey, so what? And I'm only saying that for your family, because everything you do, really requires the family support. So if you see your loved one, they have something that you know is holding them back, you ask them for that. I need that for 30 days. You know what I'm saying? And then they, in turn, can turn around and you and say, okay, well, I'm going to need them Twinkies for 30 days, no questions asked.
Because the crazy thing about building a habit, they said 21 days, right?
Yeah.
So it takes 21 days to, build the habit, but it literally takes one day to derail all of that.
Oh, you can lose it all. You can lose it. Something can happen in your life and trigger stress, and you go right back.
It'd be over.
And it will take you a month to get back on track. How many times, for those who are out there who are losing weight, you're doing well, and something stressful happens in your life. Could be anything. And all of a sudden, you down. And you think, all right, tomorrow I'll just get back on it. A lot of times it don't work that way. It may take a month, 2 months to just get right back on track. So we're asking each other for something. Right. I'm not going to reveal what we asked of each other, but I'm telling you so you could do that in your family.
And it's just to further along what we have going on.
Absolutely.
Here,
Absolutely. Once you see, because nobody sees the true you but your family. Your family's essence is transparent. So and we don't hold no hierarchy here where dad is. I don't teach do as I say, not as I do. So my children can check me on it. Yo, you doing that? I noticed this. I'ma need that. And then that's what we're doing. So we trying to put that out there.
Facts.
To the UrbanX family. And you could try that at home. Start small. You know what I'm saying? I see you stand up late eating snacks. I'm going to need them late night snacks. Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I see you get up early and do it. I'm going to need that. And when we do that, the checks and balances, because the only people that truly matter are the ones that you know that love you no matter what. Right? The ones you know that love you no matter what, which is family. Then that's what it really all boils down to. You ready to get this popping?
First, let's shout out our mods, our brand, Freddie P. We appreciate you guys always.
Yes, man. We really appreciate, those who keep things moving for us in there, in the chat, because half the time I don't know what's going on down there, you know. So subscribe, we need that.
Yes. I don't want to ask for likes, but we got to do it.
Give me the likes.
We got to do it.
Give me the likes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit me with those likes. But give me all those likes.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, I don't know if this is good news for some, but the Democrats are finally moving forward with the impeachment articles for Trump.
Yes.
This comes after a whistleblower made it known that he asked the Ukrainian president.
Official.
The Ukrainian president. I don't want to say his name because I'm going to mess that up. To launch investigations during a July phone call in 2019 this year, that he should look into presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son and what they got going on. And he made emphasis on, you know, we do you guys favors in the Ukraine.
And they released, I believe, $400 million or something to that effect that they were holding from the Ukraine government as a way to sweeten the pot, but continue.
Right. Yeah. So when that came out, everybody lost it. And Trump said, like, yo, I'm going to release the transcripts to let you guys know that I'm innocent. But they released the transcripts, and it literally did nothing for his case. Like, I didn't understand that at all.
Ouch! Say that again. Say that again. One more time.
It didn't. So they released the transcripts.
Who released the transcripts?
The White House actually released the transcripts.
Okay.
So like, I don't know why.
Okay.
Because it literally, he's actually saying, like, yo, do us this favor. You know, we do you guys favors.
Right. Look into all the
that
time.
For, you know what I'm saying? So look into that for us. And that is an actual cause for impeachment.
Yeah. And a lot of times we think impeachment means that the president is going, because Bill Clinton was impeached.
That's true. This is true.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon was impeached, but he resigned.
Yes.
So the impeachment.
So there's actually no success. There's no like successful.
Right. Right. Right.
You know.
However, he did
process
violate the Constitution.
Trump has been violating the Constitution since he's been in office, but literally nobody wants to like do anything about it.
Right, right.
But now
Pelosi is stepping up.
Nancy Pelosi, you know, she moved forward with, you know, the impeachment inquiry, which the impeachment, and that was on the 24th. That was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the impeachment inquiry is like a meeting to decide we're gonna do this.
Right. It's a process.
So
and he has to get 2/3 of the votes, I believe, to really move forward with the impeachment. This is what I want to say about this, because you know I don't really know a lot about politics, but I do know energy, and I do know how this Hegelian dialect stuff works. If Trump is impeached, he wanted to be impeached. You know what I mean? Because I don't think he wanted to be the president in the first place. However, with that being said, we have to stop thinking that we actually are in control of this situation. And what I mean by that is the whole illusion, you're watching a performance from the top to the bottom. They do not let, and I'm always preaching this, they do not let random people sit in the most powerful seat in the world. That does not happen randomly. Did you know what kind of power that would be for an ordinary person to control? So all of this stuff is to give off the illusion that you are a part of this process, and this is the worst president ever, whatever that means. And now we have reached the point, I'm telling you, you're going to beg for it, and you're going to get Pence, and then you really going to get what you want. This is a religious fanatic. This dude believes in Christianity as the ultimate.
In its rawest,
which is connected, which we'll talk about later, to racism in this country. That's just like peanut butter and jelly. So you have to be careful on what you ask for. You know what I mean? So it's all a performance. You have no say-so in that process. You think you do. And whatever they're doing is to put on this mass show for the public, because we have to believe in democracy in this
country. First of all, if you really believe in, like, do you really understand how the Electoral College works?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how you can win the popular vote here and still lose. And And they're trying to change that. I'm understanding now that they're going to try to pass legislation to say if you win the popular vote, that it should connect with the electoral vote and vice versa.
Well, they brought about the electoral college based on population of the states because some states are bigger than others. No, absolutely. So it wouldn't be actually fair.
Yes, yes. Understood.
And it wouldn't make sense if, like, Nebraska had all
but
this
Hillary
power.
But Hillary won the popular vote.
True.
You see what I'm saying? And
did she?
Yeah, I believe she did. Well, I'm going to use one of my lifelines early. I'm going to the chat. Tell me if Hillary won.
I actually don't even remember.
It's a long time ago. I believe she won the popular vote, and that's what really pissed people off. But I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that.
And we wouldn't want her either. But the whole thing.
No, that's a whole other story.
The whole thing with this impeachment, I feel it's just like a real last second Hail Mary attempt to try to do something.
Again, because the people, there is a left and a right, and the people are starting to say, yo, something has to be done about this man. This man is breaking all protocol. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? By the way he's moving.
He's wilding. Yeah.
And operating. He's wilding.
He is wilding.
Right? So he's starting to wild, especially when you come off somebody so tight-assed as Obama was. Now, we know Obama was wound up because he had to be, you know what I'm saying, being a black man in this country.
She did when...
Okay, so she did. Okay.
My fault.
So, no big deal. Yeah. So, you know, but there's a growing portion of people who love Trump in this country. Mm. We do know that. And those are closet trumpeters, as I'm going to call them. These are closet trumpeters who on the surface are saying we need to do something, but they love his policy because he's business oriented. And if you are of a business mindset, you probably took advantage or can take advantage of what it is that, you know, he has to offer. And he talking that talk. He talking that good old American talk, that good old boy. Mm. Let's go back to where America used to be kind of talk.
Yeah, so a lot of people, because there's a lot of Republicans that don't like Trump, but they have not said anything.
Yes.
And my theory is because they know Trump is around money outside of the office, so they're trying to, you
very
know,
good point.
Be in favor with him while he's
because
in
they
office
know
now.
The presidential shit is a very temporary thing.
Right.
That's why even a lot of them are staying at his Trump hotels,
yep.
And all of his hotels are doing extra well because this lends to favor for when I get out of office, we can continue to do business. Because at the end of the day, you know, my Morris brothers will tell you the president runs a corporation. Mm. So America's a corporation, or at least Washington, D.C., where he sits. And now they have somebody in there who, you know, to all bets, a lot of people say he failed at business, but they still give his ass shots at business. He understands the ins and outs.
Well, he understands how to leverage.
He understands how to leverage.
How to leverage his reputation.
His reputation, yeah. Absolutely. So we will keep a close eye on that.
Yeah, we're trying to stay rounded because I saw some comments that say, oh, why y'all talking about Trump? We got to stay rounded.
Well, it's when we say this is the urban experience, it does affect us to a certain degree so that we stay abreast of all the things that are going on in the news and in this day and time. So, yes, we will discuss, but we don't beat the Trump stuff. We don't beat the Adolf stuff. We don't beat a lot of politics. But these are issues of our community that, you know, people are concerned about.
So we report on it. You know,
yeah, but we give it about 6-7 minutes.
That's know. It.
No big deal.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the Joker movie comes out next week, October 4th.
Ooh, we got tickets already. I don't know if we got you a ticket.
No,
we didn't get you a ticket.
Y'all don't love me.
Ooh, so yeah, we going to. I don't want to say what theater we going to, but it's one of them. It's a dining theater, so they bring our food to us. We sit down and, bring me a martini and shit. So, but there's a lot of warnings that are going on.
Yes, the U.S. military has issued a warning to service members about the potential for mass shootings. Now, if you remember in 2012, when the last Batman, The Dark Knight Rises came out,
yes.
There was a shooting in the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. That's
yes,
what it was.
Yes.
That's where it was. And then, so they're saying that this movie, whatever, you know, it's in the movie, can incite something about, you know,
some triggers
and mass shootings, right. And things yeah. like that. And I thought that was interesting. I want to see it now.
Well, it's interesting. And, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's. Eli wants to see this movie really, really to the point he purchased the tickets.
Yeah.
He didn't get you a ticket.
No, we was at, the original deal was for me. I forgot what happened.
Okay, but you're not going.
I'm not going.
Anyway, long story short, remember this Manchurian candidate process, there are triggers. You know what I mean? And maybe this movie is a trigger. You know, when you think of clowns, you know, kids are terrified of clowns.
Yeah, I was terrified
of clowns. From a young age. Yeah. So as an adult, and understand this too, what traumatizes you as a child usually stays with you to a certain degree, mm-hmm. meaning you can always flash back to the boogeyman mm-hmm. or whatever. So if you were traumatized by clowns as a child, mm-hmm. You know, they can say something, trigger something. These movies will bring you back to your childhood. Mm-hmm. That's why the It movie did well. The second It movie.
I didn't see either one because I was literally afraid of that movie, like the old one.
Yeah, I'm not into clowns either. I'm not afraid of them.
I wasn't with it.
Because I hang out with a clown every Thursday. But what happens is, I could see how they could be on alert just watching. Now, this movie received the 8-minute standing ovation.
So I don't know if that's like bougie actor because this is Joaquin Phoenix.
Well, we're gonna see. The Joker is a very polarizing character.
Very, yes.
Right, and it's gonna deal with mental health.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see. That's another reason they're probably putting people on alert here, because this movie will delve into the multiple personalities of, you know what I'm saying, mental health. So. And it's right on time in reference to mental health. Nafif Noon, thank you. Peace, God, you are the top tier. D&D, oh, peace, King. Peace. Oh,
that's you,
my yes, my brother from out in Toronto treats me well whenever I go there. I did a lot of classic lectures out there. You know what I mean? He's a dope MC. Got some dope shea butter. Send me the commercial, King, because I'd like to promote that commercial. And I'm going to talk to you about a signature shea butter for us. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, so I gave it up?
Yeah.
I just threw that into the wind.
Jeez.
Yes, a signature. Jeez. It's a manufacturer. Send us a signature and we'll have our own shea butter. Jeez.
But whatever. So I'm going to go see this movie because I want to see what the hype is about.
Should I bring the blicker with me?
Yeah. You got to give it to Eli, though.
Nah, Eli just might let off. If you sit in front of Eli, he might just clap, clap. Eli.
His nerves is bad.
Yeah. Shit, he don't fuck around. So, but we will see it. I'll go to it objectively, see what they have to say.
Because I'm not going to hold you. The first few trailers I saw, I was like, I don't know.
But then they showed that extended trailer.
Yeah. And
the extended trailer for me gave me a more in-depth look on mental health. Or how he became the Joker.
And what's also happening too, and this is genius marketing if I ever seen it, the director is mad at all the bad press is getting, which is actually giving it more press.
More press, yes, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So, nice. We'll see.
Nice, we'll see where that goes.
We'll see where it goes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, the Amy Geiger...
Amy Geiger.
The trial is with Boheme Jean?
Yes, Jean.
Jean.
The trial has started, and I don't want to give early predictions. It just don't look good for him.
Why?
It's weird because, of course, the narrative is now she was disoriented. She went into the wrong apartment, and she felt threatened because she assumed she was in her apartment. And then they brought in a black detective or lead investigator who's black, who said he didn't see any crime that was committed here because as a detective or officer, there's a fight or flight situation in which you have a millisecond to decide what it is that you're going to do. And if you found yourself in a dangerous, I'm just telling you what they said, a dangerous situation, that letting off is what you're supposed to do and deal with the consequences later. Now, her whole spiel is she worked a 13-hour shift. She was totally exhausted, and she went into the wrong apartment. Now, we know that's some bullshit, right? Because we understand he had a red door. We understand as a police officer, your skill set of observation should always be keen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you should pick up things that most of us cannot pick up on.
And her name is Amber, my fault.
Amber Gaia. And also, she, for her to be so exhausted, she was sexting her partner who's married. That's a whole other can of worms. So you weren't that exhausted. You knew, or was at least cognizant of your whereabouts. But by the time the jury, and that was five black jurors, five Spanish jurors, two white, and the judge is black.
So the thing with the
and she wanted to get this moved out of Texas, and they denied her. So it's going to be where it happened.
So the thing with the jury, which never really...
Red doormat, absolutely. Not a red door, red doormat.
The thing with the jury selection, which never really gives me any real confidence, is because sometimes those jurors could be locked into the confines of what the technical law is. To the point that it's like, yo, we had no choice but to...
And see, that's what a lot of people don't understand. I've sat on the jury before, how that shit works.
Yeah.
When they say you can't admit this, we have to omit that.
Yeah, you know this piece of information. So people are going to, because I could already assume that they're going to talk about the doors that slam.
Right, and his door, somebody in the chat just asked her, how did she get in his door? I believe his door was unlocked.
Okay, so.
I'm not really sure, but he was smoking weed. Like, you know what I mean? Because he had anti-depression issues, or for his, you know, issues. It was dark in the apartment, you know, when they showed, because they showed a film of it. And so we're going to see how this plays out. And a lot of people think you on the outside looking in, oh, that's an easy and shut case. When they tell you, that's how fucking Johnny Cochran got OJ off. Mm-hmm. They said, if it don't fit, you must acquit. You can't be close to thinking he did it. You can't be, you have to be absolute. So what Johnny Cochran did, he funneled.
Yeah.
And gave you a narrow lane in which he knew that if you followed this narrow lane to the letter, that OJ would walk.
What they did with the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman thing as well.
They did the same exact thing
by
in reverse.
The letter of that, the law in Florida.
And absolutely.
Then, obviously, Trayvon wasn't there to give his piece. We only had one side of the story.
Absolutely.
And one half of the law that kind of supported his
side. And then when
they
brought that black girl up there, and, you know, it was a wrap. His friend, who Trayvon Martin was talking to on the phone, the black girl, who she couldn't really audible herself properly. She couldn't articulate.
Right.
And they buffooned her. They let her buffoon herself. No knock on her because, you know, you grow up, if you don't, you sitting, you nervous, you sitting in front of all these people. But they allowed that, and it was all downhill from there. It really was. So for those who've never sat on a jury, know and understand that they give you these guidelines. Like somebody else, you know, just bringing you up to speed, said something in reference to the case, and the judge threw that out. Like you can't even
you can't bring it up.
Can't even bring that up. So by the time you go for deliberation, it's a very narrow. And it has to be beyond a shadow of a doubt.
And then you have to,
that she had intent to go in and kill. And then her defense is going to be, why would this officer, after a hard 13-hour shift, walk into somebody's apartment and gun them down? Now, I'm just telling you what I'm feeling by me just checking the pulse of the case so far. People in our chat are probably a little bit more onto it than that.
Chris Middleton said, why is Thursday a big night for YouTube streams? I don't know, but just remember who did it first.
Okay. Oh, so it's big tonight?
Nah, that's what I'm hearing in the streets.
Oh, tonight is popping?
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay. Well, just know we started on this day, you know.
You feel me?
This is the time that we rock, so, yeah, I guess it is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to take a quick commercial break, pay some bills.
Oh, quick commercial break?
You see, I got the papers like a newscaster.
Oh, like a newscaster. Boom, boom. All right. Yeah, let that thing go.
We went to commercial. I'm still talking about you. You ugly.
Yeah. Come back and shit. Facts.
Are we going? Okay. Like I told him, I said, have my money here on first.
Have my motherfucking money.
That's what I said. Oh, my fault. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We back.
You know, sorry you had to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Sorry you had to hear that.
Facts. So, We are back in the mix.
Facts.
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to it.
So, it was just announced, right? So, for all you Jay-Z fans out there, it was just announced that the Super Bowl halftime show for 2020 will be headlined by Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
What?
So much for social justice dude. I guess Super Bowl shows.
Wow. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira?
And Shakira.
In Miami? Really? Yo, Jay, what's good? I mean, is this the answer?
Uncle Luke was upset.
I'm pretty sure Uncle Luke is upset. He runs Miami.
You know what I'm saying? So
Uncle Luke is pissed.
Yeah.
But this, again, is just showing you what's going on. All of that left-hand, right-hand bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You hit us with J-Lo and Shakira? Stop it.
Yeah, this wasn't a Rock Nation thing. This was a Live Nation thing.
But I said that.
Yeah.
I said, remember, they'll use Rock Nation to usher in and use Jay-Z's name and his clout.
So he got.
But Rock Nation is owned by Live Nation.
You know what's crazy? He was used on two fronts.
Yeah, he was used on more fronts than that. But
probably more fronts than that, but the Live Nation pushed that Rock Nation. Like, cool, y'all do that. But it's really promoting our artists.
Right, right.
And then the NFL said, okay, mask this in social justice, so to shut all you Kaepernick.
Wasn't that brilliant?
It was. That was a chess and move Jay-Z like a mug. And Jay-Z didn't
see that coming? Jay-Z, all that street shit? You ain't see that coming?
Mm.
Because you was focused on a little bit of bag that you was going to get out the deal. Listen, I'm not a hater. I told you I'm a Jay-Z fan, but not a Jay-Z stan. You know what I mean? And this nigga's time is up. Mark my words. I'm not hating on another black man. I know how this works. If they can take pictures of Michael Jackson's balls and put Bill Cosby in jail, niggas ain't got a chance. Y'all ain't got a chance in hell. Watch. When they get done with you, and after they finish using you as they need to use you on the chessboard, it's a wrap. It's checkmate. Because they can always find the next person that comes along. Side note, Beyonce wasn't even nominated for an Emmy with the whole
the
College Club.
What was that called?
Yeah, you know, the performance she did
for Netflix. It was
for HBCU, the whole Netflix joint.
It was dope. I'm not gonna lie. It was dope. Like, I was inspired.
It was dope. She didn't even get nominated.
Yeah.
Right? Lemonade lost to
what was the white girl?
The white girl. You know, the one from overseas.
Yeah.
The one who, when she got the award, she was even like, God damn, Beyonce should have won this. Y'all know who we talking about in the chat.
Adele.
I don't want, aha. I didn't use my 50-50.
Yeah.
I still holding my 50-50. Yeah. Jay-Z was nominated 8 times for 444.
And didn't win. I thought that was a great album.
He didn't win nothing. Great album.
I thought that was a great album.
Great album. So my point is, they giveth and they taketh away all at the same time. And y'all might say, well, he don't need that. Well, he sure rhymed about not needing it. So obviously it affected him in some kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't need the NFL. I'm still in the end zone. They need me. And then the nigga wound up sitting down with Roger Goodell. Anyway, Roger that.
I thought that deserved a bomb, but you know.
Yeah, I got confused. I got disoriented. I didn't know what to push. You know.
Wait, it was Beyonce Homecoming. That's what it was.
Homecoming. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the chat.
Yeah. So, they giveth and they taketh away. You know what I mean? So we're gonna pay very close attention to how this works out. Now their money is long. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying they can't sustain. And side note, Beyonce didn't put out that album with the ape shit on it, and it didn't really do that well.
Well, it didn't. Well, it didn't.
It didn't do well.
X died that same weekend.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just simply saying it didn't do well.
Well, like you said, first of all, Jay-Z.
X died. What the fuck that got to do with it? Jay-Z put out an album on 9/11.
This is true. But Jay-Z can't put out no music without Beyonce, and he can't tour without her either.
Yeah.
No, like,
yeah, that's going to come.
A lot of people like not keep that. Yeah.
So that's where we are with it.
So much for social justice.
So much for social justice, right? If that's the social justice we got out of all of that.
Whatever.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So it was reported earlier this week that Eric Holder, Nipsey Hussle's killer, tried to commit suicide in his cell, and he was found like nearly dead. They said he was rushed to a hospital.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I don't know how to process that.
So I mean, the last time somebody who was involved in a high level case attempted suicide, they were found dead a couple weeks later.
That's my point. And they still ain't had a funeral. You know what I mean? So with the Eric Holder situation, no one understand if it's what I think it is, I'm talking about the whole case, then they gotta tie up some loose ends. Some loose ends have to be tied up. There's gonna be a fall guy, because you know what we like? We like clean stories as black people. Mm. We like to go, oh, well, that's what happened. We don't like to investigate and pull back layers and make things messy the way they have to be sometimes for us to get to the root of the situation.
Yeah. Somebody said Epstein style.
Yeah. Epstein style. So they give you a warning. Hey, he almost committed. They check the temperature. Anybody? Okay. And then next thing you know, he's in, you know, on suicide watch. In a cell where he can't commit suicide. Because
that's one of those things where people is like, yo, I hope he get killed in jail. That's one of those things where I think, I don't think people are going to find the justice that they think they're going to find in his death.
Right. Because there's too many unanswered questions.
Exactly.
Too many loose ends.
Exactly.
There's too many, wait a minute, but that didn't, and how did, and wait, you know, so, but we like endings like that, you know, well, it's over. Peace family all the way from St. Louis.
Hey, check out.
Viva La Fame. Appreciate it. Appreciate that support.
Thank you.
We racking up. We might be up to $13 tonight. We smashing them on a Thursday night that's popping.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's what it is. Appreciate all that support. So, so we'll keep an eye on the Nipsey Hussle situation. Mm-hmm. I believe... In side note, his wife was fighting for custody of the child.
Lauren London, yes.
Lauren London. The other mother
is
fighting for custody of her child because, you know, we have an estate at hand
here
with that. So we're going to pay attention. And the brother, I think, is fighting for everything. You know what I'm saying? In terms of to be the custodian, speak, of the estate. So we will keep our eyes closely on to that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So we've been talking about this Malik Yoba stuff for the past like 3 weeks.
Oh, this shit is getting interesting.
And I think a lot of people were hip to what was happening with him. A lot of people were hip to the fact that community was pushing him in front to be the token. I don't know what they were doing with him.
Again, when you push him out in front, you also checking the temperament of the people.
Right.
And then he becomes the one that gets, he's the cannon fodder.
So what he was doing, he was taking it on his shoulders like Terry Crews was for like feminism and the Me Too movement. So he was trying to be the one that, you know, I'm trying to talk about policy, but A lot of people were kind of seeing through.
Aaron Gethers, appreciate you.
A lot of people were seeing through what he was talking about. A lot of people were seeing through what he was doing. He did a podcast episode with Judge Joe Brown.
That
guy heated. He wound up hanging up on him after Judge Joe Brown asked him some simple, straightforward questions.
He let him build for about a half hour.
Straight. Talking nothing, if you listen to it. Talking about nothing.
And then he asked, see, if you ask the right questions, it's going to, you know, bring to the surface what's really cooking.
You know what I'm saying? So, recently he did a sit down with The Root, and we know who those people are.
Yes.
We know what those people...
I think he thought he was safe there.
He had to think he was safe
there. He was like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah, we know who those people are. We know...
He kicked his feet up. They prepped him 4 hours. Him and the guy spoke for 4 hours. Yo,
whatever they were talking about for 4 hours.
Yeah, well, whatever. We gonna cover this, and you know what I'm saying? And this is what I want discussed. Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
And then they sat down. Do we have the video of that? I don't know if we have the video.
We got that?
No.
We don't got that. Okay, so all right. So let's see if I can just play some audio.
Yeah, play a little bit of.
Yeah, keep talking.
Because he was on some old, yo, this is my fucking life. He got R. Kelly with that shit.
Yeah.
This is my life we talking about, man. He started getting all in his feelings and shit. I thought he was going to hit dude.
I'll play the audio.
Yeah, play the audio. Play
the black women who say that you're centering yourself and that you're being opportunistic and focusing on your attraction as opposed to their issues and without proving that you're ready to do the work. So what would you say to that?
So you and I sat for 4 hours the other day.
Correct.
And we decided how we were going to approach this.
We decided how we were going to approach this, bro. And the more you talk, the better, the worse it looks for you. So what I'm asking is that we're having a conversation.
What did you say?
I said the more that we're talking, the more I'm just concerned. So I'm generally concerned. I said that the more that it looks bad for you. That's
really?
What I'm saying. Yes, sir.
This looks bad for me.
Yes, because I'm asking
out.
A number of questions.
We're done, bro.
Okay.
We're done. Bad for me because I chose to come here and speak to you about you and what I've done. It looks bad for me. It's a setup. I don't like this.
Okay.
We said that we were going to focus on policy.
And we also said, and we stand on allegations, homie.
I don't appreciate this at all.
And now we had a conversation about a white man.
I don't appreciate this shit at all, homie.
We just discussed for four fucking hours.
You understand allegations, homie? Okay. The fuck is wrong with you? We sat for four fucking hours. And you gonna stand for fucking allegations? Fuck you.
Well, yeah. So that was it.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, that got heated. That escalated quick.
So
as they say.
But I thought it was funny because like you said, he thought he was welcome there. He thought
that's that how they get you.
But and he learned the lesson that a lot of black men learn when they get pushed out in these positions by these movements that are not created for black men. That mm-hmm. you're black first.
Yes, absolutely. They will turn you into a nigga real quick.
Yeah, really quick. And then really quick. I think a lot of people were saying that he was just trying to get in front of the accusations.
Again, we also spoke about that.
That's the Kevin Spacey thing, remember? Because Kevin Spacey got accused of something, and he said, I'm gay.
Right, like absolutely.
That, like that was supposed to...
Absolutely. Like they softened the blow, so to speak. So that's a new reverse tactic used by people. Hey, you know what? I'm gay. You know, you caught me this and that. But he is trying to get out in front because you can't frolic to the capacity in which he did all of these years... And expect to be clean when you come out of that. Because it's going to be people that...
Frolic.
Yeah. Well, I throw a word out there every now and then. You know. And what happens is because sooner or later, you're going to have to pay the piper. Now the video's up. Or is that a still frame? It's probably just a still frame. He was pointing at it.
Pay the piper.
So, you know, we're seeing... him get out in front of some things, trying to, again...
And he's trying.
Soften that blow.
Trying.
He thought he was home, and they set his ass up. They set him up lovely.
And he was like, this is my life.
This is my life. That's what R. Kelly said.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he said. He said that shit to Gayle. This is my life we talking about. And now he's in a Chicago prison, waiting, for the next... So we'll keep an eye on Malik Yoba. He ain't been in no movies lately or nothing, right?
He was in Empire, then he got killed off because... Apparently he had a real, drinking problem on the show. That's what I read.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they actually killed him off, but...
Okay, well, I'd be drinking too if all I did was chase he-she's.
Bussy, man.
Bussy! If I was chasing Bussy all day long and shit. Let me tell you, man... And Hollywood, the truth is stranger than fiction. What these people are into is really some amazing shit.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Did you hear about the new New Jack City reboot?
I heard about the New Jack City reboot.
What'd you think?
I'm tired of gangster movies, and I'm tired of nigger slave movies. That's just me. How many times are we going to remake this story? And this segues into, we talked about this earlier today at brunch. Imagination is very important. Imagination is powerful. Imagination creates realities. Mythology and all of that is important. So when we see Star Wars and all of these movies and multidimensional movies, interstellar travel, white people have no limitation on what it is that they can create, because they understand in order to achieve it, you must first sort of conceive it.
Yeah.
So, and that's how we write ourselves into the future. If we keep writing the same gangster movies and slave nigger movies, how are we progressively supposed to use our superpower, melanin, to help us create the mythologies needed to move us forward? Because we're supposed to be way beyond this. You know what I mean? But they keep having us use our imagination connected to a few extra dollars. We trying to get into Hollywood, so we got to keep writing these movies. And we keep repeating the same goddamn narratives. And as a result of that, we're stagnant as a people.
That was one of my things against Dame Dash, honestly, because he keeps talking about these, but he
keep producing the same movie.
The same movie.
It's the same movie, just different characters, but the same goddamn movie, Dame. You know what I mean? So at some point, now that you're talking the Anunnaki and all of this kind of shit, it's time to move this story forward. Yeah. I remember David Banner at one point, I think did a short film I saw it a long time ago, where he was dealing with some of the supernatural and at least making an attempt. But if we don't get behind movies of this magnitude and show what we could do, big up to my man Peel, or is it Keel?
That's Peel.
Peel.
Jordan Peel.
For at least giving him a little bit of leeway to try. Tyreek Moore appreciates
it. Because it feels like if it's not a gangster movie, a slave movie, it is a black man coming of age gay movie.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the new one.
That's the new ones, yeah.
That's the new one. Okay, no more gangster and slave, but now you got to be gay. Or, you know, innuendo movie, you're a genius, but you were gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so forth and so on. So we're seeing a lot of that shit. Or, of course, if it's an inspirational movie, there has to be a white character in the movie who really was the unsung hero that led to black justice and all that old shit. You know what I mean? So I do not want to see New Jack City. I do not want to see Pookie.
Yeah, first of all, I don't understand why people that get paid to make these decisions don't understand that reboots don't do well.
They don't. They don't.
Like, the nostalgia lasts for a little bit, but they really... No, the nostalgia actually is what kills the reboot.
The only reboot that they keep fucking making, and I have to ask you and Eli about it, because you are blurreds, why they keep making the Spider-Man movie, man?
Oh, Spider-Man is Marvel's biggest character.
I don't give a shit. I don't seen about nine of them shits.
They got to.
Like, jeez, give me a break.
They got to.
All right, so, but that's what's going on. New Jack City is back.
Yeah, I think it's going to be bad. You know what movie they are remaking, though? This is for the nerds out there. They're remaking Mortal Kombat. I'm going to see that.
Mortal Kombat. Okay, did I take you to see that?
Yes, you did. Me and Marcus, yes. Yes, you
okay,
did.
All right, all right.
Yes, you did.
I'll go see that with you guys. I'll go see Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to see that. Oh, speaking of movies and stuff like that and shows, shout out to Jarrell Jerome. That's the kid who played Corey Wise in When They See Us.
Senna Shaw, appreciate you.
I appreciate the donation. Jarrell Jerome, that's the dude who played Corey Wise in the When They See Us.
Okay, yes. He won.
He won
Emmy. Let's clap that up. Yes. He won. He deserved to win that Emmy.
From the Bronx.
From the BX. Throw my X's up, nigga.
From the Bronx, I'm saying.
He deserved to win that. He really played the hell out of that character. Absolutely. So what is he into now?
What is he?
Now, say it again. You said he was going to be in a new movie?
No. I'm just saying, shouting him out for like getting that award.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. He gave a great speech. Again, I think he deserved it. He did well. And I really felt the character that he played. And I didn't know he was from the Bronx. So I was real surprised at that. Yeah.
He actually went to LaGuardia, too.
Oh, okay. All right. For acting?
For acting, yes. That's where all of them, you know, Nicki Minaj went, Lady Gaga. I think...
Speaking of Nicki Minaj, she's out of retirement.
That was only a day.
She's back.
We said
I didn't know she left, but she's back.
We said that on this show that she would be back. And we were talking about this morning, how I think like the rappers from like 09, they don't know what to do with this new social media era.
Mm-hmm.
So they do things, oh, I'm gonna retire, or I'm gonna start a beef before my album comes out, because she did the same thing with Travis Scott.
Because that's old paradigm stuff.
Yeah.
And so they haven't adjusted and adapted to
at all
taking advantage of the algorithms of social media.
Yeah.
Where the next generation knows how to navigate through social media, and they're winning.
That's how 6ix9ine did it.
That's how exactly how 6ix9ine did it.
We might as well talk about him now. So his trial is still going, and it's taking more twists and turns than M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah, like, this is a thriller. They should just get ahead and put this on Netflix.
Yo, so apparently his driver was a government informant. Like,
ICE ran up on him and gave him an ultimatum, because I was wondering how they had the camera in the car, because I asked you, and it wasn't a camera facing the passengers, with most, you know, Lyft drivers, they may have a camera facing. This camera was facing the other way. So this camera was facing the back of the car coming out, and the audio in the car was amazing.
Yeah, crystal.
That shit was crystal clear.
Crystal, yeah.
So I was wondering, how did they do that? So I'm saying somebody is lying. And now I'm hearing they just got one of their top lieutenants.
So, yeah, he was a drug dealer. And apparently he had cops. He had this lady cop he was seeing.
She was moving.
She was moving drugs for him.
She was moving drugs for him. He's snitching. This shit is getting interesting. And you told me today that he has refused.
He foregoed witness protection, yes.
He foregoes the witness. What the hell does that mean?
So apparently, the reports are saying, just the headlines are saying he just wants 24/7 security. That's only for like a day or 2 days. It's not for the rest of his life.
Marcus Ledger, thank you.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Wait. He wants what for what?
He wants 24 hours security for like a day.
For one day when he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to just walk amongst the people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what's up, y'all? I'm back.
So one of my friends doesn't think anything is going to happen to him. Charlamagne was on the Breakfast Club. He said he's probably going to get out and make music again.
Really?
Yeah.
If that happens, now I'm not wishing violence on anybody, but if that happens, that is the ultimate, because he was already middle fingering hip hop.
But he was middle fingering.
But he was middle one.
With gorillas back then.
Like I told you how I was in the club. Yeah. Facts. I get that.
With gorillas. You got gorillas
with you. Or perceived gorillas, because I was by myself. So I do understand that. Oh, this is going to be interesting. Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah.
For that.
Or because I saw somebody say he's just going to go back to Mexico. His family's Mexican. So.
Well, he could do that. He could take the tattoos off.
Getting rid of tattoos is not as simple as just going to get rid of tattoos.
Dude, I saw the movie Face Off 20 years ago.
Fam.
So you trying to say.
I know you didn't just say Face Off.
Yes. What, you think Epstein got the same face now? You think Epstein just chilling with the same face? He went and got a new face.
He's on his
Monsters
island.
Monsters used to do that shit all the time. You get the facelift. Motherfucker, women are doing it right now.
This is true.
Right? Yeah. Getting ass, tits, face, nose, jaw. You can do anything.
It's not tattoos, though.
Okay, but change your face. Change your face.
He says...
Right?
Yeah.
Cast the royal eye, cast the troy, you change the face, and the bullets change all that for you. That's a Jay-Z lyric, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could change your face and be like, damn, you, something about you, I just don't. He can change his face and come around them same goofy niggas. Damn, there's something about you, man.
Something familiar, man.
I like you. I don't know what it is. Oh, you rap? Oh, let me hear what you got. Damn, why do them rhymes sound familiar? That's how goofy we are. So he could just go back to Mexico, like you said.
Yeah, if he comes back and rap, oh, man. I lose all hope.
Okay.
But even though, like you said, I'm not wishing violence, but like, fam.
See, we might have to do an extensive... Timothy Whitney, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we pulling them in now.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to get some drugs.
Yeah.
So, I might have to do an extensive sit-down.
Okay.
One of them black dot sit-downs on this, because there are snitches everywhere.
Oh, somebody just said that, yeah.
Yeah, there are snitches from top to bottom.
And 50 didn't snitch on Murder, Inc. Jay-Z snitched on Murder, Inc.
Yeah. Well, the whole, right.
When the feds got them.
50 snitched on Supreme.
Yes.
With Ghetto Quran and but this stuff goes to East Coast, West Coast,
South, T.I.
South. This is extensive.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna have to roll up my sleeve and just go for it, because it's not as simple as this dude is an anomaly and he's breaking some kind of code.
You think he's a government plant?
Who, him?
6ix9ine, yeah.
He could be.
I think, like,
listen, your government knows that a lot of drugs and money is being moved through hip-hop. I told you that, because of the ability to move anonymously, or what appears to be anonymous. A lot of these dudes are on tour buses. A lot of these dudes, when they go to the airport, they get carte blanche. So it's an easier way to move product around the country. They say a lot of them rock and rollers was drug traffickers.
I can see that.
So knowing and understanding that this is a multi-billion-dollar industry now, we know about the hip-hop cops for years, right? The next evolution in that process is to create your own rapper and have that rapper be able to see for you, you know what I mean?
Elaborate, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you. Meaning, how do you get, the closer you can get on the inside of a rapper's everyday operation is what? Be a rapper. Be around these rappers when people think that they're behind the curtain.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times the hip-hop cop may only get to the door of the curtain, like be in the club and look around. But what we do behind closed doors, behind the scenes, sometimes you got to be privy. You got to be able to get people to let their guard down and let you in. 50 throw his arm around you, bring you into some shit. So that's how that works. To me, that would be the next evolution from a hip-hop cop would be a hip-hop rapper. Hmm. This nigga ain't never getting busted for nothing. This nigga talking all kind of crime. Everybody around him getting busted. He ain't getting busted. Y'all know who the biggest snitch in hip-hop is? I ain't even gonna tell you. You wouldn't believe it. But here we go. So, back to, I'll tell you when I do the extensive breakdown. But I'm gonna throw Jay-Z's name out there among some other names that we know did some things. Snoop, T.I., those are your usual suspects.
Call 1-800-T.I.P.
Yeah, call 1-800-T.I.P.
That actually happened. The nerve, the audacity.
He got the audacity
to call 6ix9ine a snitch. He got caught with three silences.
Yeah, three.
Those carry a minimum of at least seven.
At least.
Federal time.
Yes.
For each.
Yes.
He did a year.
Yes. And remember, when the distribution was going to take place between Suge Knight, Jay Prince, Murder, Inc.
They all got wrapped the same day.
They all got raided the same day. And, you know, so, and Dame Dash made some implications that he felt Jay-Z was involved with that. We know that, you know, thanks to the breakdowns of Choke No Joke. I keep mentioning Choke No Joke. He's got to come on the show eventually. I don't want to do the screen shit. I saw you going in on homie the other day and shit. Motherfucker trying to talk shit. I actually want to, the next time you come to the BX, we want you to sit in the, you know, sit here with us and chop it up. But, you know, the chick who owns some of Rockefeller, mm-hmm. Desiree, federal agents. We know Jay-Z was meeting with the police the day before Nipsey Hussle got killed. Yo, this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy, man. This shit is crazy. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. I'm not hating. I'm just saying. So, do we have a commercial?
Another commercial? Yes. Let's go to commercial. We're paying some bills.
We're gonna pay some bills.
We're gonna pay some bills. Your ad could be here.
Yeah, your ad could be here.
For the price, if the price is right, you know what I'm saying.
Price is right.
I mean,
this could be your ad. And we are back in the building.
We have returned.
We appreciate your support.
Thank you for the people that's in here. Almost 800 people. We doing all right.
Oh, 800 with everything going on?
We doing all right on this busy Thursday. People like us. They love us.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
We appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you big time. Big time. Because it's a lot going on.
So, Remy Ma. So, ever since Remy Ma got on that show, State of the Culture, She's been hitting the headlines a lot lately with that.
Is that the character she's playing on the show?
You know what I think? I think she literally just says what people are just too afraid to say at this point.
Well, again, there's always an aspect of a show.
I think you need one person like that on the show, and she's just kind of it.
Okay.
So they were talking about I actually don't know what case they were talking about. They might have been talking about Antonio Brown. I don't know what case they were actually talking about.
Okay.
But I saw a clip. What she was basically saying is that when a woman is raped and then she tries to sue the person that raped her for money and not for any criminal charges, that's prostitution. Don't know what the correlation between prostitution and that is. And that sounds super harsh, right? I think the point she was trying to make,
and she didn't articulate it.
She didn't articulate it very well. Was that when like you said, when women are violated, and then instead of really trying to get justice and put the person, you know, in jail, so to prevent them from doing that to somebody else, they try to get money. It seems disingenuous. Like sometimes maybe it didn't happen, especially if it's after a while.
Right. And if the person is famous.
And if the person is famous, it seems like...
Like how come ain't nobody suing, you know, the construction dude who raped them and get his check?
Right.
If it was about... So, understood. Maybe she articulated that wrong.
Yeah.
And because I would begin to go... Now, if you win the criminal case...
And then
you decide, well, because this person... I can't get my spirit and soul back from being violated, but at least there should be compensation paid from this individual for violating me. I get that. But if you bypass...
She was talking about Antonio Brown. Thank you.
All right. If you bypass the criminal case altogether and just swinging for the bread, that looks suspect.
It looks, but for her to say it like that, it's like... Ugh.
Yeah, well, you know what Remy... touch it. You know what Remy says? Remy says what the fuck is on Remy's
mind.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And whether you like it or not, but as you explained it to me a little bit better, and knowing that she's talking about the Antonio Brown case,
which is what a lot of people said, like, so why these women wait till now or something? You know what I'm
absolutely
saying?
They was waiting for his new contract to kick in before they go, oh, by the way, I'm gonna need that bread,
right?
With all in context. But if you just read that as a headline,
that's what it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah,
oof.
Man.
So, but in context, I understand what Remy was saying. How's that show doing?
I have no idea. I don't watch it.
Oh, okay. I don't watch it either, so.
Because I remember the trailer. When the trailer came out, Joe Budden was doing a press conference, like a presidential press conference, and he said, you know, we're going to decode the culture. I was like, ooh.
And then you thought about your father.
Yeah,
like,
son,
it's beef out
it's
here.
It's beef, nah.
Decode the culture. That sound like culture decoded,
you know
son.
What I'm saying?
Son. That sound like what we talking about here, you know son. This is the Bible on that, son. At least bring me on the show, Joe. At least bring... Oh, I'm not that interesting. I could be on the show. Bring me on your show,
like
son.
Decode the culture.
And let's really decode some culture. But, you know, it is what it is. And so somebody said, Remy looking good. Oh, yeah. But Papoose ain't no joke now. Papoose, hear you saying that shit.
Overrated.
No, Papoose got bars, son.
He's trash.
No, he's not. Papoose got bars.
Okay.
Papoose got bars. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so apparently, because you know he got cut from the Patriots, apparently Robert Kraft and Tom Brady are beefing now for cutting AB.
Yeah, which is weird because Robert Kraft was caught in a boom boom room.
Yes.
Getting his balls tickled.
Yeah.
By some Chinese chick.
Yeah.
So he's the last person who should get ethical about shit. I thought that they signed him before those allegations surfaced.
Yeah, they did.
And then they said, okay, they surfaced. We're going to rock. And then all the questions in the press conferences that Belichick hate having to deal with that. And then the fact that your man doubled down and called or texted.
He included her in a group text.
You don't, come on, son. You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah, so that's what, if he would have just been cool, he'll be playing right now.
Yes, absolutely.
He'd have just been cool, let everything play out.
Absolutely.
He would have been cool. He'd have been playing right now. But I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand
and then
it either.
I hate when people try to make that a racial thing. It wasn't.
No,
that was
not
a stupid ass decision.
That's a stupid ass decision. And it goes to show you a history of mental health because he did the same thing with Pittsburgh.
Oh, he did.
He did the same thing with the Raiders. Yeah, that's right. So this is becoming a part of his MO. So that tells me that something is not right.
He's trying to go back to school.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit. Why not? Yeah. You might as well. You might as well do something. Because when that money start running low, because you're accustomed to a certain lifestyle, let's see what that takes. Is that Myatt Mast 528?
He clearly ripped you. He did.
Who ripped me?
He ripped you off.
Oh, he did. He did. He did. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
He clearly ripped me off. Thanks for that love on the 666 tip. Facts. Six right. electrons, six neutrons, six protons. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, somebody said Papoose was the nicest in those Smack DVDs. But look how old those DVDs were.
Yeah, but once nice, you know, meaning, you know, if you push him in the corner, he got some bars for you.
That's
son.
So I saw the face off between Cassidy and Arsenal.
That was ugly. It was. Bro. They was inviting each other's mothers to their sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's where this is going now, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad. Like, give me a break.
Well, I think Cassidy just wants a little shock value.
Jay Bad, appreciate you, man.
Going into thank you for the donation. I think he just wants some shock value going into the battle.
That's not gonna help him. Arsenal is going to
chew him.
Surgically cut him a new, you know, ass.
Chew him, but
you're gonna chew him to life. Yeah, yeah, chew him to pieces. You better believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Rakim has a new book coming out.
Yes, it's called Sweat the Technique. Let's clap that up for the guard. I saw him on the Breakfast Club this morning. The guard don't do a lot of interviews. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it was insightful. It's always good to see him still around. One of my favorite MCs of all time. Really understood the technique of writing. You know what I'm saying? Putting bars together. Dope MC. I think I battled him six times maybe, like in my mind, because you always battling your counterparts from your era. I battled him, Kane, Lord Finesse, Percy P, KRS. I would battle all of them all the time to keep my blade sharp and things of that nature. You know, of course, you know, Kumo D and Kaz. I didn't battle them in my mind. Those were the teachers, Melly Mel. But, you know, for my age group and coming up, and it's good to see Rakim still around. A lot of these artists are getting more work now than they did then, in my humble opinion, because you want that real hip-hop back. And their audience grows with them and grows with them on a constant basis. And when you got a classic catalog, man, you could eat forever. And he got classics. Mm. He got hits. You know, and him and Eric B put their personal beef together, because I always thought it was weird when they wasn't performing together. You know what I mean? So they put their personal beef aside, and now they back on the road giving it up.
That's dope.
So that's real dope.
That's dope.
I gave him my book, Hip Hop Decoded, maybe 10 years ago, maybe a little longer. Mm. I put it in his hand. It's like, yo, God, you definitely need to read this. I'm hoping he read it. You know what I'm saying? He's in the book, and it's the greatest hip hop book ever written. Yeah. Challenge me, nigga. Challenge me on that. So, it's good to see Rakim back in the mix. And now, you know, I'm curious to read it if I can, or just some of the tidbits, because he's very secretive in his life, in his personal and private life.
Which is,
and to be that secretive for that long, which is a feat in itself. Impressive. So it makes you want to read and get inside of his mind and see what he was thinking and things of that nature. So dope.
Somebody asked, where's Arsenal from? He's from Newark.
Yeah, he's from Jersey.
Newark.
Yeah, he's from Newark.
That's how they say it. Kuda M, Manchester, UK in the building. What's up, bruv?
Peace.
They got the coolest slang, bro. I don't know.
Who?
UK dudes.
Oh, the UK?
They got
from the UK?
That's not how they talk.
That is from the UK.
That's not how they talk. That's how they talk.
You know I was saying? In the UK.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, shout out. That might have been terrible.
It was horrible. You. Oh God.
Okay, my impersonations are not that good.
They're not. That's
because I be on the
fly. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Def Jam signed DMX again?
Yes.
And LL Cool J.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think that's amazing. They're undoing the shit Jay-Z did. Jay-Z fired all of them. He fired LL, DMX, Redman. They might as well bring Redman, Method Man, bring them all back.
Everybody that was on Def Jam Vendetta video game.
How about that? How about having nostalgic label bring back all of the classic artists in one, under one hub where we know we can get that music
that'd
we love.
That'd be dope.
And I could just rock with the Def Jam catalog. How about that?
That'd be smart, actually.
That's smart. They starting with LL and DMX. Don't be surprised you get Redman, because Method Man, Redman got a heat rock out right now. I think it's called American something or American Man or anyway.
That came out early in the year? Or?
It's a heat rock. Yeah, he out there blowing right now.
DMX, he looked good too. He looked
DMX is making his way back.
Yeah.
He looks good, fighting his own demons. LL is the GOAT in a lot of people's minds. Well, you know, I'm just saying his catalog is what it is. He's a true pioneer in the game. He has this XM radio show now. But to me, that would be dope. Eric B. and Rakim were on that label.
Yes, okay.
They were on Def Jam. Okay. I know they were under Rush Management. I'm not sure Def Jam was the label. So, you know the catalog. Bring all them people Jay-Z fired and got rid of. They brought Jay-Z in to do that. Right? He became the president. And then all of them were out of jobs. And then he brought in Jeezy and
Rick Ross
and all of that shit.
Yeah.
And left all of... Because DMX and them was saying, yo, our man is in there now. This shit is about to pop. And it was a total different game. So bring them all back. That's what I say.
All right.
You heard? Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So have you heard about these gender-neutral Barbie dolls?
I heard they came out. They're coming out this week.
Yeah.
The gender neutral Barbie dolls. Why do I think that that's something that I thought they did already?
So, no. So, not what these Barbie dolls.
So, they don't. But dolls didn't have genitalia anyway.
What, like a Barbie looked like a woman.
Okay.
Right? So, they're trying to, you know, change the stigma of a boy playing with a doll. Even though boys played with G.I. Joe.
We played with G.I. figurines.
Figurines
or something. And all them superhero figurines anyway. So, yeah. I don't understand how that. But again.
It's money.
It is money.
It's money.
And it's feeding a genre now of alphabet, you know, soup.
Yo, you know what I think? So, you know how a lot of times these narratives get started when they say, like, you know, black men are doing this or black men not taking care of their kids, when statistically speaking, with like black men are the most in their children's lives.
Facts.
Right? So I think when they talk about all of these kids that are LGBTQ or like all of this regarding that community, I don't think it's as big of a community. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just me being ignorant, but I don't think it's because I feel like I don't see it as much.
Right, right. You're not seeing evidence of it in your everyday life to go, wow.
Right, and then
Except in the media,
exactly. And then if you go on like anybody's, if you go on Twitter, right, if you see one of these stories like, oh, gender neutral Barbie dolls, and then you look in the comments, there's as many people as going like, yo, that's dumb.
Absolutely. But again, remember, they have to constantly, in my humble opinion,
I might have just been ignorant, I'm sorry,
forge ahead this.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me and you per se.
Right.
It's about what happens after us. It's about those being born into a society where all they know is the alphabet soup. You know what I mean? So I'm cut from an old cloth, and because I'm always in your ear, you know what I mean? You're at the cusp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything after you.
Yeah, Eli Odyssey.
And
weirdos.
Like, they just weirdos because they, you know, that's their generation.
Yeah.
You know, they're more prone to, you know, accept a lot of that craziness. Even though they know who their dad is. But, so remember, it's a futuristic thing. We're the only ones thinking in the moment. And they're laying out a 5, 10, 15-year plan to execute the reality that they're trying to bring forward. You know what I'm saying? Keep you niggas making slave and gunshot movies, and they'll keep doing the shit they're doing, and you'll blink, and it'll all be over.
Slave and gunshot movies.
Yeah. Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Did you hear Terrence Howard on the red carpet?
I heard Terrence Howard on the red carpet, and I thought this nigga is crazy. I like when he was talking, you know, flower. Like, that's all Drunvalo Melchizedek. I used to study his work back in the day. He is a metaphysicianist, mm-hmm. who dealt with the flower of life, okay. not the tree of life, and the flower of life, which branches off from the tree and its different components, the kabah, the carbon, and it's a real geometry, advanced geometry, so to speak. I even took a couple of their, you'll see my name in their ledger. I used to go to their temple and shit. But I can tell this nigga's diet woke.
Know a little something. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's diet woke.
Okay.
Right? Then there's woke zero. These niggas don't know nothing. You know, you can't even talk to these woke zero niggas, right? And we should put that on t-shirts.
No, see, nobody's gonna wear a woke zero shirt.
I might give somebody a gift. Yeah, woke zero. Gee, thanks, D. Woke zero. And because they're,
I think people
they're zero, because they don't know shit, they'll think, hey, that's cool.
What about, I think a diet woke will go over a little
bit. Diet woke, what y'all think?
One for a diet woke.
I mean, but nobody's going to wear that shit anyway. Diet woke, what you trying to say, nigga? Yeah. I'm like, you know, you think you all that and shit? Woke zero.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, fuck you, nigga. Yeah. You know, that's why you woke zero, nigga, because you acting like that. Anyway, he started speaking all this geometry and tree of life and gateways and parallel universes and paradigms and shit. And I could tell he had read a book or something or watched a YouTube video, and he was diet woke and he was ready to go.
Yeah, that's the same impression I got from Nipsey's mom.
Whoa, son. Whoa, son. How you gonna talk about that man's mom? No, I agree. Yeah, it was the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you come into a little bit of consciousness. And listen, information will do that to you. It'll charge you, and you want to share. It's like born-again Christians. Soon as they get born again, what do? They come preaching to you. This nigga been in church 3 weeks. I was just smacking ass with this nigga in the booty club 2 weeks ago. Yeah. But now he's found God. And now he wants to share this with you, and they get excited. It's the same thing in the conscious community. It's the same thing when you hear something that sparks something in you. You want to share it. But I could ask that nigga 2 questions, and that nigga would be like, yo, what? Died woke, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, or maybe he was off his meds. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. I saw his clip from Empire, because I've been started watching that show. He had this bad
hairdo, bad or something.
Wig on,
yeah.
Like, oh, dog.
He's saying it's over for him after the season. And I'm like, dude, no one cares. Fucking cares. Oh, these shirts, y'all can get these at shopurbanx.com. Free shipping.
You know what I'm saying? It's hoodie season.
So we starting to pop this off.
Get yours.
Yeah, we starting to pop this off. You can get this. You know what I'm saying? The shirts we had on that said Urban Excellence 2 weeks ago. You can get that. All that stuff will be on the site tonight, if it's not already, because we be busy.
You know what I'm saying?
You heard?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, that's it for my list. You were in a documentary.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a documentary. Bring up Set in the West. If we have a screen of that. A couple of years ago, a brother out of Wolfgang, my man, Amadeus, I believe his name is. When I was in L.A. in 2012, he was filming a documentary on West Coast hip-hop. And this is important because a lot of people in the West Coast think I don't love West Coast hip-hop. So we had an opportunity to sit down and build. I gave him my piece on my perspective. And he did the documentary. It came out super, super dope. I rode down to Baltimore, I believe at Howard University. He gave a film showing there. And now this movie, Set in the West, is starting to pick up some steam. And I believe it's going to be available, if not yet, on all streaming services. So, you know, check out Netflix, all these streaming services, set in the West. Black Dot is in that documentary, and Malcolm ain't even proud of his dad.
Because I didn't see it. He been talking about, he said 2012 the last time he was in L.A. He been talking about this, still haven't seen it.
But you should be proud of me
I don't
anyway.
Believe you now. I think you're okay? lying.
I'm in that documentary.
You're lying now.
Shout out to my man Amadeus Wolfgang. I know I probably butchered your name. Appreciate. Sorry about that. But yeah.
That's Mozart's name. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I learned something new then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm in that documentary. What else we got going on here?
Any questions?
Questions in the chat.
Somebody said you're trying to kill us with those hoodies, Dot.
Yeah, I'm trying to kill you with the prices. Get this.
These are reasonable.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh.
I'm trying to kill you, keep the prices low.
Oh, okay, okay.
Make you get these. These are going to be in multiple colors, too. We're going to expand. We're going to go to red, blue. Yeah, we'll mix it in there.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Any questions for everybody and for anybody in the chat before we get out of here? Because it is late. You know, we've been with you guys. Thank you for rocking with us, though. 700 plus people in the chat. We appreciate
you. We appreciate
guys.
That.
For real.
We do have a P.O. box. It is P.O. box 24.
Yes.
Urban X P.O. box 24 10471. That's P.O. box 24 10471. Urban X. So if you want to go snail mail and send us a money order or send us a shirt, whatever it is, you got
facts.
Popping.
Facts, facts, facts.
Yeah.
I was about to say something. Somebody asked where you can reach us. You can either go to urbanx.nyc and email us from there, or you can go to urbanx.nyc@gmail.com.
Yes. When were you and Tariq Nasheed going to collab? I was at the screening of Hidden Colors 5. I was sitting directly behind them. Well, not directly. And I was going to use that as a segue to introduce myself. But it kind of got a little crazy, and they had to bring him up in front.
Because wait, remember that was
he got there late,
and that was his surprise visit.
His surprise visit. He was supposed to actually be in London.
Yes.
And remember, they barred him from going overseas.
Right.
So I didn't get an opportunity.
Right.
To because I didn't want to do the old rush my hand up and this and that. I wanted to have a little formal. So, but when the time is right, we'll build.
AKA,
absolutely.
He's too cool to look like a groupie. That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking groupie.
That's what you meant to say.
I'm too old to be a fucking groupie, waiting around and shit. Nah, I ain't gonna do all that shit.
What do you guys think of Andrew Yang? He's an interesting guy. I got his book. I think The Death of Normal People or The End of Normal. I have to
right. He's kind of progressive.
Yeah.
In some of his concepts.
Well, because he's talking about how. He's really business mind oriented, right? So he's talking about the same way, you know, Trump was business mind oriented, but he's just talking about economically speaking, America's kind of done if we keep teaching the same things when it comes to school, business, and
absolutely.
Economics.
Absolutely.
And he's the one that's proposing the $1,000, I think, a week or a month for people, you know. So he's interesting. I don't think they give him a lot of time to speak when those debates happen. They don't
right,
give him
right. Any. They just kind of give him a moment and
because you know. it's like 12 candidates, but they really only want to see like Kamala, Joe Biden.
I'm not even going to start getting into it until they get down to three candidates.
Yeah, facts.
When they narrow it down, and you know Biden is going to be one of them.
Yeah.
And two other people. When they narrow it down, then I go, okay, now we're starting to cook. And now I'm starting to get a better picture of the Democrat agenda.
Yeah.
And what it is that they are pushing.
And they have nothing that they... There's no agenda for us anyway.
Yes, obviously not.
So, you know, you can keep...
Anything else in here?
Are you ever going to do a call-in segment? No, this is our version of the call-in segment.
Yeah. We don't want to start taking calls. My name is Tony from Chicago. And what I think is... we don't want to sit there and start taking calls. And, you know, no disrespect. It'll get a little crazy. But we are going to attempt to, via video chat, bring in a guest from time to time.
A guest, not just random.
No, not random. You know, I try to spice up the show. So before we get out of here, any other questions? Because I want to dedicate something. Why do people take 69 snitching so seriously but can care less outrage than them in here? No black agenda at all.
It's true.
Do you think women could possibly lose their jobs to transgender women in the future? I think everybody's going to lose their jobs to robots soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Soon, everything is going to be automated unless you have a specific skill set.
So there's a specific skill set. There's a great book called Deep Work by Cal Newport, and it's basically saying that the way our society is set up, the way our attention spans are set up, that we're set up for failure because you know, all the jobs are being automated and things like that. Your value is going to be based on knowledge work, not absolutely manual work,
intellectual work. Yes. Work.
So
absolutely,
if you can't bring anything of value to this position, then they're not going to need you anymore.
Absolutely.
If you pay attention, every McDonald's now is being automated absolutely. To where they don't need a cashier.
They don't even need you to flip burgers.
They don't need you to flip burgers anymore. So read that book. It's called Deep Work.
Really, somebody asked about the global warming conference. With the young girl, what's her name, Etna, or
I don't know about that.
She swam across the ocean, and she's now the spokesperson for global warming. And all of them kids left school around the country.
Yo,
wasn't that something? Yeah. So you know, keep an eye on that figurehead. She's out in front. You know, they could be using her for a part of some political agenda. Mm. I'm not sure what I believe about that. So far.
What else we got?
What do you think about Judge Joe Brown? I think he's a funny judge. I haven't watched his show in years. Well, and he's deep at the same time.
He was actually trying to get you on his show a while ago.
But Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah. He has
how
a podcast.
You ain't tell me, nigga?
No, it was something. I forgot what it was. It was like our scheduling didn't match up.
Okay, well, tell Judge Joe Brown to reach out. You know, we can get that done. You know, I don't really rock with a lot of people, but I'd rock with him.
What else we got?
Greta Thunberg.
What is that? What is that about?
That's the girl. That's the.
Oh, that's her name. Okay,
that's
okay.
Her name.
That's her name. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
Her name. Yes.
Because I saw that earlier in the chat, and I was like, whoa, what is that? This guy keeps asking. Do you think ADOS would be a movement after the 2020 election? I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to stay away from that because they're getting really violent.
They're
getting nasty, man. They're threatening people's families and shit.
Yeah, I'm watching it happen. But if it isn't, then that'll show you all you need to know.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I'll say on it.
Yeah.
Did you see... So, I saw the trailer for The Irishman.
Oh, that's Scorsese, with... De Niro.
Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Al Pacino.
Oh, that's gonna be mean.
3 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be mean.
I'm here for every single minute.
Those are some of my favorite actors, especially when we're talking gangster movie. And it's based on a true story.
Yeah,
Jimmy Hoffa's. So that's gonna
I'm
be mean.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, side note: me and wifey have been bonding every Wednesday night.
That's cool.
Over the Wu-Tang Clan. My wife don't know shit about Wu-Tang, and now she knows everything about Wu-Tang. And I must admit, it's been bringing the family closer.
Let's go.
The last time me and her both enjoyed a show together that we could sit down, because I don't really watch what she watches, she don't watch. Mm. We sitting there, we got our little snacks, and we're pissed that this shit only come on once a week.
Are you trying to binge it?
We was trying to binge that, man. Yeah. We did the whole series already, you know what I mean? So, you know, but so throwing that out there, yeah. Oh, they filmed that in Harlem?
Okay.
What? Did they film the, what they film in Harlem? The gangster movie?
Oh. I know they filmed Godfather of Harlem in Harlem.
Yes.
They filmed Power in Harlem.
Right, and that Godfather of Harlem looked like it's going to be good. Did we talk about that last week?
We did talk about it, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah.
They filmed The Joker in the Bronx, 176.
Yeah, they filled that up in the Bronx, off in my neighborhood.
176.
Yep. What do you think of political prisoner Larry Hoover? He's been there a long time.
Is that like, why is that coming back up?
I have no idea. Jay-Z not being used, he's part of it all. True. But there, you know, there's still levels to that and layers to that.
Do you have a recommended book list? I actually did a video a couple years ago, my top 10 favorite books.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah,
you need to do a new one. You need to do a new one. Of you know, some of the latest books you've been reading.
Okay, I got you.
And, you know, keep people abreast of that. So, yeah, Bumpy Johnson. That's going to be dope.
So, with that being said...
A young man by the name of Anti-Satan619, he sent me... he hit me up on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a video or a song that he had made and dedicated to his daughter. His daughter, a beautiful shining light, passed away this February. Baby, she looked like she's maybe 8 or 9 months old. And I was so moved and so touched, you know what I mean, by this. So he wrote a song that he dedicated to her. So tonight's show, I kind of wanted to end out with that.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Give that some love. And, you know, we can throw the picture up on that when we get a chance. And I want you guys to listen. You know, this is part of the Urban Excellence story. Shout out to him and his wife for what it is that they have to go through. Because I can't articulate what it is you go through, because I've never lost a child, especially a star seed so young. One in which you guys have bonded with, one, you know, that you guys love and have put so much of your life and energy into. But I wanted to say that I was moved by it. So tonight's show, I want y'all all to just kind of listen and rock out. Do we have that photo?
Yes, it's up.
All right.
It's
They wanna know where I've been. I've been down in hell, I've been back again. I've been being embraced in the arms of friends. I've been crying tears in the arms of men. Here I go, up against the odds again. Here I go, cursing up at God again. Ollie, you will live forever through your daddy's pen. What you say, we give him hell till we meet again. Nothing is perfect. I'ma build into my legacy. Into my legacy.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.